a guest on the show last week who really didn't like it, you know, really didn't like it. Some kind of, what was I described as? Some kind of bad, lazy stoner, basically some kind of a stoner that's just not funny. And, you know, fair enough. It's true, isn't it? I'm just not funny. If you're not willing to laugh, of course. You know, what am I supposed to do here? I'm supposed to please everyone, but as everybody says, you can't please anyone. Oh, you can't please everyone, sorry. So let's think about this. How do you do a format for a show that everybody can get in on and nobody's closed off by? And I'm acting out of the assumption that you can't. You can only have one that everybody can be let in on and everybody can be closed off by. It's the duality of the relationship. So we have on people who are, well, researchers from way back who've got their heads stuck into, say, UFOs or consciousness exploration or some esoteric ethereal crapola, blah, 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 all the way over here. And then you have engineers and former Justice Department officials, World Bank employees, things like that, dealing with all the, yep, here's the reality that actually physically exists that we can absolutely 100% prove and be comfortable with right here type of thing. So we've got that spectrum. So it means that anybody who's into all the ethereal type stuff, which I am to a large degree, can sometimes be switched off and bored by, perhaps, is that the word, by the normal information. And likewise, those who are sitting there wanting to talk about this bank and that bank and this set of tyranny and what have you and the other, they'll be switched off by anything talking about ancient archaeology or off-world entities or non-physical entities or basically anything that ain't in this very well-defined 3D universe that they've been taught in school, anything outside of that becomes a little bit of, you're damaging your credibility here. Now, I've always seen a lot of radio show hosts try to balance this. You know, they'll pick a subject and they'll stick to it. Like you say, take Kerry Cassidy, for instance. Amazing people with esoteric knowledge and secret underground stuff that would make your hair stand on end if it were true and all of that kind of stuff sticks in there. And you take other people on other networks who just stick to the economic stuff and they go into a little bit of the occult and all of that kind of stuff there, but ultimately, they avoid topics like Israel and various other things because it can get messy. All right, it's about wide, broad appeal. And I understand that mentality. However, I don't share it. I don't like the idea of specializing. I don't like the idea of closing off your mind to anything. I don't like the idea of doing stuff just because it's what other people are comfortable with. I don't like the idea of going through the same process with a very closed-minded mentality about what you can and can't do with the radio program because you might offend the sponsors and blah, 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 blah. So let's think about this. Is it possible then for anybody to actually have a radio show that is truly 100% balanced without offending everybody? I think it's not possible. Every single diehard fan to the show who I've spoken to has at least once heard a guest on the show who they loathe intensely. But being of mature, sound, reasonable mind, they understand that the format of the show is that every guest every day is pretty much different. And you'll probably, in a lot of cases, not hear the same voice twice. The whole idea of that is not actually something that I came up with. it's something that just happened. The listeners have given me so many suggestions for guests that I determined out of the amount of time it takes to get them on the show that I do not have the resources, the staff, or the capacity, really, or the patience, for that matter, to research into who these people are, what their websites are, what they're really about, whether or not they're COINTELPRO, have they been on other people's radio shows before, are they really huge guests, are they really small guests, have they never been on radio? I don't know anything. I've had to cut that section out, and as a result, it opens me up to not only the listeners being offended by the people that wind up on the show, because, you know, I don't know. Maybe if I had known, I'd cancel them out. Probably not, you know. Even people who I think are absolutely nuts. And there have been a few people on the show who I have personally thought was not only wrong, but completely insane, right? And there are other people that I've had on the show who I thought were cool, and I thought we did a good show with, but later on turn out to, well, just instantly slap me in the face kind of thing and just say that I'm whatever the criticism is. I'm too unprofessional. I'm too flippant. I degrade the conversation with laughter. I have a high-pitched, whiny voice. You know, there's innumerable things that have been critiqued about me that I must admit are all true. There's never been a serious bit of criticism that's been leveled against me that isn't true. Whether or not the criticism is, in fact, labeling something that's bad or something that's interpretational is something different. For example, laughing maniacally. I do that from time to time on the show. Some people don't like it. Other people, on the other hand, they find it hilarious. And as do I. So I'm doing it because I enjoy it. Talking to people who I never have no idea who they are. Some people don't like that. I really enjoy it. So I do it. You start to see what I'm saying here? This is my show, and I'm doing what I enjoy doing. If you do not enjoy it with me, if you do not enjoy the wonderful variety that life has, if you do not enjoy laughing and having a good time amidst these harsh realities we must face, please don't listen to the show. Don't message me on Facebook and YouTube and personally insult me with or label me with innuendo or labels like disinfo or moron or any of these other eclectic insults that have been leveled at me. You know why I'm telling you not to insult me? Because you can't do anything to me. You've never been in a room full of 31 kids, including yourself, and having 29 of them giving you verbal abuse all day long for being fat. You've had to deal with that. What do you think you can do to me? You've never been accused of racism and then suspended on school for doing literally nothing. You've never gone around to all of the other kids just going, I never said anything of the sort. And they were all there. And they all said that, yes, I had made a racist statement when I was telling, when I was trying to have a conversation about what racism actually is and how different people express their racism. That was interpreted by one of the people at the table as me being racist. So I got suspended for 3 days of school for having a conversation about that. Has that happened to you? I fracking doubt it. What do you think you can do to me? You've never been assaulted by your father several times and been ignored for the first 27 years of your life, and then he dies and then has like these millions of dollars of assets and stuff and trust and everything like that that I can never touch, basically being disowned. before I even reached the age of 9. I'm never even given a chance. That's not happened to you. What do you think you can do to me? You haven't had $10,000 worth of your gear stolen out of your flat by your flatmates who you thought you could trust just because you went away for the weekend. What do you think you can do to me? You haven't been assaulted by people, and then when you call the cops and stuff like that, the cops come and then push you around. You know? I don't understand why people think that they know anything about me. I don't understand why people believe that by attacking me, they can accomplish anything. It greatly offends me when people insult me. It greatly offends me when people say things about me that are not true. Because I have gone through stuff that most people don't have to and shouldn't have to. And that doesn't mean that I'm superior to you. It just means that I'm a little bit hardier and I won't put up with any of that crap anymore because I know it and I recognize it. Just like somebody in an activist situation would start to recognize tyranny, start to recognize lies, start to recognize violence, start to recognize elitism, calling people the sheeple, having disrespect for the human condition, having a mentality that other people are inferior to you in some way, and not wanting to help them. And instead making an excuse about why you can't and sitting at home and playing video games and hoping that will wake people up instead. That is not what I do. Everybody who comes to me for help, I try to help them as best I can. But the second that they tell me that some kind of an insult, if it's not out of, you know, pure constructive criticism, block. Block you on Skype, block you on Facebook, bounce your emails. I ain't even talking to you again. You're not the kind of person I want in my life. Do you understand, ladies and gentlemen? I've gone through crap because I was stupid and I trusted people too much. And when they betrayed me, I continued to trust them instead of purging them from my life. This is what we all have to kind of understand, is the way that people who are affected by the system in a negative way, okay, whether or not they got a pin on themselves because of the crap that happened to them or such and such and so forth. Everybody's got a monkey on their back for some reason. It's either my life is your fault or something of similar nature. Those are the kind of toxic people who bring you down. And I have become acutely aware of this type of mentality and just how much it actually unsettles me. I do not feel comfortable knowing people like that or being around them or reading their comments so they get purged. I never have to deal with that one individual again. And yet, I am certain that another individual just like them, because they're all a big archetype, all these damaged goods people who have nothing really positive to say or do in their own life, they come out and they find everybody else who is a burning candle of light and energy, and they try to suck it from you like a black hole. Get yourself out of the gravitational pull of these people is what my mind told me. And so that's exactly what I've been doing. And sure enough, it's like panhandling. You're sieving through all those little bits of grit and dirt and sand, and the only thing that seems to be left in my social circle of friends now are these incredible nuggets of gold that are so valuable that I was grateful that I did panhandling and got rid of those grits and sand in the first place so I could really see and have time to appreciate the gold that's really out there in people. You listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And I'd like people to call in if they can. The number is 218 339 8525 218 339. 8525 is the number to call, and you can also join us in the chat room at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Just search Vinnie Eastwood Chat on an NSA search engine. You should find it. It's back in a moment.